Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Speaking of tackling,
the Washington Redskins' future is about to change pretty dramatically. Kirk Cousins on the way out, Alex Smith. On the way in, what does it all mean? Let's talk to Trevor Maddich, WML's Redskins analyst and a former Redskin himself. Trevor, good morning. Good to have you back here on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, good morning, Vince. Thanks goodness for the Redskins that they keep on giving us so much great stuff to talk about.
Yeah, they do give us a lot to talk about. So obviously we're still waiting on the Super Bowl this weekend, and I'll ask you for your prediction before we get out of here. But as we look at the Washington Redskins, it looks like the tentative agreement that they have right now is a trade here for Alex Smith to come over and for Kirk Cousins to leave. Alex Smith is a little bit older than Kirk Cousins. They have about the same quarterback rating, but he's also going to be more affordable than Kirk Cousins, who would have had to been paid $34.5 million to stay with the Redskins just for a single year under a franchise tag opportunity. So that's not happening. Tell us, what do you make of all of this?
Well, what I make of it is that if you look at this from a standpoint of the last 3 years, when the Redskins tried but were unsuccessful to sign Cousins long-term, then you can see this as a failure for the Redskins. But right now, we're all where we are. And I think that Cousins was going to leave, and I think the Redskins believed that. I don't think they had a choice between keeping Cousins and going for somebody else like Alex Smith. I think they thought Cousins was gone because Cousins wanted to leave. So given that circumstance, the Redskins really only had two choices. One was to draft a young quarterback and try to take the time to develop him and hope he worked out. Or two, do something like this. And in that regard, I think they did a phenomenal job, given the circumstance that they're in today, of getting a veteran quarterback that still has good years in him that can come in, step in right away, and pick up where Cousins left off. So I think the Redskins did an outstanding job of fixing the quarterback problem. And what it gives them long-term now is something that they have not had in the last 3 years with Cousins, and that is a quarterback locked in long-term. They know what he can do. They know how much he's going to cost, and they can now build around him, not just from a personnel standpoint, but also from a salary cap standpoint, and that's good stability for that position.
Right, the unknowables involved with Kirk Cousins forced all sorts of other downstream decisions to have to be delayed because, you know, because these contract negotiations kept dragging out year to year, as you're pointing out here. Alex Smith signed for a 5-year deal ultimately, 1 year with Kansas City. The Redskins are tacking on an extra 4 years, bringing the total cost to $111 million, of which $71 million is guaranteed. Pretty nice, but again, still cheaper than Kirk Cousins on a year-by-year basis. Was it worth losing cornerback Kendall Fuller, who's played so well on defense for the Redskins? He's a part of this trade deal.
Yeah, Vince, he's a rising young star in the secondary, and a lot of people on the team and in the community are really upset about it. And I think that, is it worth it? The answer has to be yes, because it gives them stability at the quarterback position. Losing Fuller hurts, but last year's draft, they picked up a couple of young corners that looked promising. Josh Holsey from Auburn, as well as Fabian Moreau from UCLA. And those guys, they hope to be able to develop to take Fuller's place. And even if they don't, you mentioned the lower salary cap. It costs less to have Alex Smith at quarterback than it probably would have cost to have Cousins. And that leaves salary cap space to go into free agency to find a veteran to replace Fuller. So even though it does sting to lose Fuller, it stings a lot less than having to replace the quarterback with a rookie.
And Trevor, it seems like all of this was just being leaked out bit by bit, and the story kept changing. And even Kendall Fuller was surprised, tweeting through this entire episode as all this information is being leaked. He found out on apparently through Twitter that he was being traded. How does that happen?
Well, that happens because of how fast information can get out. I'm sure the Redskins would have rather called and told him himself. The problem is, sources at the Chiefs especially, sources within the Redskins, could have told somebody who then immediately would have gone to social media. And that's something that you just can't control as well today as you could in the past. I don't think the Redskins were trying to throw Fuller under the bus. I just think the speed of information release now got ahead of them.
Can you talk a little bit about Alex Smith now that the Redskins are going to be looking at him at quarterback? What kind of quarterback is he, and how does he play? What is his play style for the Redskins?
He's very similar to Cousins in that he's very accurate. He's very smart. He is immaculately prepared. He's a leader in the locker room. I think he's faster and more mobile than Cousins. I think Cousins has a bit of a stronger arm, but Smith can throw the ball down the field just fine. That's one of the reasons it's such a good fit for the Redskins, because in Cousins' entire career, he's been in offenses that are similar to what Jay Gruden and the Redskins want to run. And so once he learns the terminology and gets accustomed to his teammates, the concepts are already known to him, already practiced. And so he is exactly the style of quarterback that the Redskins want to run what they're doing.
And where is Kirk Cousins going, do we know?
We don't, but there are a number of teams. I mean, Jacksonville, even though Blake Bortles, their quarterbacked them to the AFC Championship game, I think Jacksonville believes that if they had better play at that position, they might have beaten New England and gone to the Super Bowl. And so I think that's a possible landing spot. The Jets, the Browns. If I'm Cousins, I'm looking out west, though. I'm looking at Denver. Because Denver is really about a quarterback away from making another Super Bowl run, and Cousins wants to win right now. Arizona is in a similar situation. With that good defense and running back, they have a chance to win immediately, and that's important to Cousins. The question is which team will have the salary cap space to afford him, because Cousins will be very likely the highest paid player in NFL history when he signs this contract.
All right, you mentioned the Super Bowl, so let's ask you about it. Minnesota this weekend is where the action is going to be as the Eagles take on the Patriots. Any predictions for us, Trevor?
Well, you, in quarterback, you've got Tom Brady against Nick Foles, and so I've got to go with Brady in this. The Eagles have one of the best defenses in the NFL, especially in terms of getting after the quarterback, and history has shown that the only way to really slow down Brady is to get after him with your defensive line. The Eagles can do that. The question is, can they do it enough? And the other question is, Nick Foles, this is a career-making game for him. If he wins this game, it means the universe to him. So the question is, will he make the mistake of pressing at the wrong times to make a play and end up making the big mistake that costs them the game? I don't trust him in this situation. So I picked the Patriots.
Do the Eagles keep both Carson Wentz and Nick Foles next year?
I think they do. I think Nick Foles is as well as he's done.
Yeah.
This Eagles team still is there because of the defense and the running game.
Yeah.
And I don't know that one season for Foles will overcome the rest of his career, which gives people questions.
All right, Trevor Maddich, really appreciate it this weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl wherever you might be consuming it.
All right, you guys too. Great to talk with you.
Nice talking to you. 7:15 now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.